B-Pod Studios.
Hello, and thank you for calling. Insert local utility. Your call is important to us.
Thank you. Come on. Hello.
You talked. We listened.
Thank you.
Welcome to our new automated menu.
Okay.
Please listen closely as menu options have changed. For English, press or say English.
One. English.
You
one.
Said
one.
One.
Yeah, English.
That is not a valid entry. Press or say English.
Press English? How about I just English? English. English. My tones don't work on here. English.
Press.
Oh.
Sorry. One.
What? Hell, English. One.
Please hold.
Come on. 5 o'clock's coming fast.
Hello.
Hi. Hi.
Thank you for calling Insert Local Utility.
What's Insert Local
Utility? Important to us.
Yes. Yes.
I didn't get that.
I don't know what you're asking for. Yes. What? Hello?
Thank you.
What did I just do? Hello?
Is your account connected with the phone number you are calling from?
No. Do I say no or press no? What? No. No.
Thank you.
What? Hello?
Please enter your 16-digit account number now.
But my tones aren't working on my phone. How do I, can I say my 16-digit number? Can I, because the tones, there's...
That is not a valid entry.
Please press
or say your social security number.
My social, no, I'm not pressing or saying my social security number. What the hell's that? Zero. Does zero get you anything? Hello?
Thank you.
Oh, okay, good.
Zero is not a valid entry.
How do I get the operator? The main...
You talk, and we listen.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to our new automated system.
Yeah, it sounds
now,
like the old
with
one.
More live operators and more of the music you want to hear.
How about a live operator? Say, hello. Hello. What music am I hearing?
Are you satisfied with the music you are hearing?
No. No. Do I say no? Do I press a 2 for no? What do I... What am I doing? Hello?
I'm sorry.
What?
We will connect you with a different song.
I don't want a song on hold. I want to... Look. Hello? Hello? What?
To speak with a live operator, press 0.
You said there was no 0, and my phone doesn't work a
press
0.
Or say 0.
0. 0. 0. 0.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You have now been connected with a live operator.
Good. I like to hear that. Hello? Hello?
For account balance, please press or say 1.
One.
We're sorry. We do not have an account number on file for this number.
You have it at... You wanted my social... Speak to a live operator. What do I do?
Congratulations.
Ooh, yeah, hey.
You've been connected with a live operator.
There you go. You just sit and relax, and live operator comes right to the phone. No need. This new system works.
If there's a problem with your service, please press or say help.
There's no problem with my help. There's no problem with my service. Help? What is going on? I don't want to be disconnected at 5.
You said disconnect. Goodbye.
No. What? Oh, son of a. No.
Hello.
Oh, God. Help me. Help me. Hello.
You said help.
I didn't say any. I said hello. You said hello. I said hello back.
Please enter or say your trouble ticket number.
I don't have a ticket number. I don't have a ticket number. Past due. Past due. Does that register? It says I'm past due. Past
due. You said
what?
You are past due.
Yes.
Please pay your bill now.
I've paid my bill. There's a problem.
Pay bill now.
Pay bill now. Pay bill now. Pay bill now.
Enter your credit card number.
Enter.
Followed by expiration date.
No, it's not. I don't have a credit card.
Pound sign.
It's from my check.
Enter your double ticket number now.
I don't have a ticket number. I don't know what that is. What do I press to talk to an operator? Hello?
You said operator.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You chose Y operator.
Yes. Do I have to hit anything
you
for that?
You said yes.
Yes. Yes.
Is that right?
Yes. What do I say?
You
yes.
Said yes.
Say yes or
is
press.
That right?
Yes.
You said yes. Thank you.
Is that right?
I didn't get that.
Yes.
You said yes. Congratulations. Did you receive a text message of overdue payment?
Yes.
Press 1 or say yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
You press.
I didn't press anything. My buttons don't work.
Followed by the pound sign.
I don't have the pound sign on there. I mean, I have it. Doesn't
press or say.
I'm pressing pound, pound, pound.
Hello, Stan.
Yay! Hey, all right. Hello, are you live
your
or
service has been disconnected.
No, I want to stop.
Due to lack of payment.
No, I've paid.
Your payment in the amount of $600.
It's
past due.
The text says 438.
Disconnected.
What? I don't want to be disconnected. Hello.
For an explanation of charges, press or say 2.
2.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You said 2.
I said 2. 2. Damn it.
You said 2.
No, just 1-2. Just 1-2.
You said 1-2.
No. How am I going to do this? 2. Just 2. Just 2. 2. The number 2.
I didn't get that. Did you say 2?
Do I say yes now or press the pound? Yes.
You said yes.
Yes, yeah, I did say yes. Yes to 2.
There is a problem with your account.
I already know that. Can I talk to somebody? What do I hit to talk to somebody?
A penalty fee in the amount of $485.41 has been assessed to your account.
That puts my bill over $1,000 way.
If this is correct, please say no.
Well, hold on. Hell, is anybody there? Hello?
Your call was put on hold due to lack of activity.
Lack of...
Are you there?
Yes. Yes, I am. I've got just minutes before my power is shut off. Yes, yes, yes.
If this is correct, please say no.
What? If this is correct, yes. No? What do I say?
Try agent.
Oh, agent.
Yes.
Oh, I'm on hold.
Hello?
Agent.
Your call is important to us.
Agent?
To speak to a live agent, please say agent.
Agent. Agent.
Thank you.
Agent.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. My name.
You tried our new automated system.
I'm on it right now. I'm on it right now, and I've never been more confused in my life.
You talked. We listened.
Oh.
Your local utility now featuring more live agents than ever before.
Shut the damn thing off, then. I don't care. Let me live in darkness. Let me live
down. Congratulations.
What?
You reached a live agent.
Oh, finally.
How may I help you?
I have a dispute with my electric bill.
You said you have a dispute.
Yes.
Please write this down.
Well, okay, what?
This will be your trouble ticket number.
I can't repeat. Ah.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as an Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Port Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Listen to us once, and you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
us when we're gone. Thankfully, we're not going anywhere. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, something's not right.
Well,
what
is it?
My headphones.
Well, but that affects everything else because your perception.
Hey, test.
You're flying the plane and you are not instrument.
Sibilance.
No, it's sibilance.
Syphilis. I had a...
Well, that's a nice way to start out the show.
I had a dilemma today. I am not in...
What'd you do? Go through the Dairy Queen?
No, I went through...
Had yourself a dilemma?
No.
Those are so
are good.
Especially
if you get the strawberry icing on
mm-hmm.
it. With the nuts. No, I went through the Starbucks drive-thru.
The new one?
Oh, I've been through the new one. It's nice.
Is everything open in there or just the Starbucks?
Well, the only thing I care about is the Starbucks.
Well, so I was thinking about going over there to the phone store.
It might be open.
I don't know if it is or not. I'll wait another couple of months.
Okay. So I went to my Starbucks. And I know you've heard of it, Haney, this hipster thing that's the pay it forward kind of crapola. All right. I just get myself a cup of coffee. I get my girlfriend a cup of coffee. That's it. So I'm about four cars back. It's a delight. See, I don't understand this stuff. I'm about four cars back. In front of me is one of those little Coopers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? The Cooper car. So I'm waiting.
Like a little clown car.
Yeah, like a clown car. So then it becomes my turn, and the barista's up there, and I have my Starbucks card, gold card member since 09.
A Starbucks gold card.
Let me show you.
That's pretty impressive. No wonder your credit took a dive.
Right there. Look at that.
Let me see this thing.
That's my gold card.
It's cardboard.
It is not cardboard. It's plastic.
What did you cut this out of?
I didn't.
Well, it's been well used.
You're darn right it has.
I
mean,
if I was working there...
I have gold status.
I guess they would know what to look for
there.
They do
know what
because
to look for.
This looks fake as hell
to
me.
It's not fake. That's what they issue. And then
you know, don't take it as a personal affront, Stan. I'm not suggesting that it is. I'm saying that by appearance, it's not very impressive.
It's their deal. Well, it's gold. Why am I even arguing with you about this?
Because it means something to you.
No, it...
That you've reached Starbucks gold status.
I have.
Which what that means is you've spent too much money on coffee.
Because now what happens is every once in a while they send me a text. You're entitled to a free beverage or dessert of your choice.
Small?
No, any size I want.
Oh, any size or is it a regular?
No, any size I want.
Are there restrictions on this?
No.
Excludes?
No. If you get enough points, you get whatever you want. And you get a free on your birthday.
And when you get one of those offers, do you calculate what the most expensive beverage is?
I usually don't, but what happens when I get one of those on there, I'll ask around. Anybody need something? Price is no option. And then, I'll order my coffee, but then I'll get something deluxe for somebody else. Now, if you want, next time I'm due, I'll get something deluxe for you.
Well, what's their most expensive drink? I mean, how much could it be?
I don't know. It's up there.
$20?
Rob, find the most expensive drink on the Starbucks
menu.
And
I don't mean some weird off-menu thing.
No,
I just mean...
Just what you can order off the menu. Not food, but drink. What's the most expensive? Because I've done that. I mean, I've ordered big when it's free. I've ordered big.
Because I'm just thinking, a free beverage... Well, how much could that be worth?
Look, I'm going to tell you right now, just to get myself a coffee. This is a regular coffee with cream and sugar. It's $2.80. But that's like the cheapest stuff that...
Just coffee at, like, the Golden Arches. Because I don't buy coffee.
Well, if I go, like, to the racetrack, it's, like, $1.68. That's my second choice. Because, believe it or not, racetrack has great coffee. They grind the beans in the machine right in front of you. And they have actually good quality coffee. So that's if I'm not near a Starbucks,
so
I'll do a racetrack.
The same guy that has to fumble around to figure out what kind of cigarettes I smoke is going to grind beans?
Yeah, no, it's a machine that does it.
Oh, okay.
Have you found what the most expensive item is yet on there? Because next time
Fresh
somebody comes, you, Haney, Dave, Jr.
Oh, I don't want anything.
Are you sure? It's my treat.
The Evolution Fresh is $5.95.
That's the most expensive drink.
Yep.
$5.95. What is it? What's it? What?
Evolution Fresh.
What's in that? What's in an Evolution? What? $5 and let's figure it's a $6 drink that must have some fruit.
And what is their serving size?
You have.
I know what they call them. What in ounces?
I don't know. I don't know.
You're paying somebody $6 for flavored water.
Yeah, because I think it's in it's their brand in a bottle, and I've seen those there.
It's some kind of fruit juice that they sell.
Why in the hell would you go to buy something in a bottle that you could have delivered or pick up at the store?
It's the flavor.
Okay, it's the flavor.
Look, I digress.
I am just amazed that you're a fan of theirs.
No.
Because it doesn't make any sense.
I'm a fan of their coffee. I don't get anything else but a coffee when I go there.
Only time... that I wouldn't say I fell under the spell. It just so happened that that one time we stayed in Vegas at the Pyramid, as soon as we came down the elevator, the escalator, it was right there.
Yeah.
And I could get an iced tea.
Yes, you could.
And for a couple of days, that's all I drank was their iced tea. And I realized that if that's how I consumed iced tea, I would have to give iced tea up.
Now, well, I drink coffee at home. But if I'm
like
out,
a Hills Brothers?
No.
Maxwell House?
Starbucks.
What?
I have Starbucks at home too. They're dark roast.
And then when you go,
what is it, the Sumatra blend or
whatever. And then when you go to the racetrack,
The racetrack coffee.
You go for the one that says compare to Starbucks.
They're
Sumatra.
Dark roast is what I get, and it's really good. Now, wait a second. Now, I go back to this.
Well, you were just bragging about having a gold card. I don't even know why.
That's why. So.
So it wasn't this Starbucks.
No. They got a nice Starbucks there. I mean, it's nice.
Well, they got a drive-thru, don't they?
They sure do.
They're going to do a lot of business off this place.
It's all new and modern.
Yep.
I saw Junior Beasley go over there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to. Look, I'm not talking about. I don't understand the hipster pay it forward thing. So I had a dilemma. So I got the Cooper.
Now, did you have her in the car, or were you just picking up for her?
Picking up for her.
Okay.
So I had the Cooper in front of me. I hear that motor running, and it's got, you know, trying to find the gears to move it up to 6 inches.
Yeah.
It's grinding the clutch. So at any rate, the Cooper goes off, and I get up to the window to get my coffee.
And hers.
She got an iced coffee. The barista says to me, oh, don't. I have my gold card out.
Yeah, there you go, man.
And a barista says to me, oh, don't worry about it. The vehicle in front of you paid for your coffees.
The Mini.
The Mini did. And I know because I've been in this dilemma before.
Yep.
The hipster thing to do there is the whole pay it forward deal.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm holding the card there.
Yeah, because the Mini Cooper looks in the rearview mirror and goes, and it's just one guy.
Yeah.
What could it possibly be?
One stooge. So that's what I thought. So I pull up. Oh, don't worry. The vehicle in front of you paid for
it. Oh, good, because I had some additional items.
So I say to the barista, oh, well, that was nice of him. So what am I supposed to do? Pay the...
Yeah, what's my obligation
in
this?
What's my obligation? Pay the...
Because I have a gold card.
Yeah. Pay the car behind me, this whole pay it forward thing. She says, that's your option. You're more than welcome to pay for the car behind you, since the car in front of you paid for you. And I'm starting to think, oh, Jesus Christ, how much
that's
is...
It's a pyramid scheme.
How much yeah. is... You know, mine's only $5 and something for mm-hmm. both drinks. How do I know the broad behind me is mm-hmm. not, you know, dropping 18, 20 bucks because she's bringing her friends back scones and about yep. four or five different frozen drinks yeah. with whipped cream on them?
Yeah, the lonely one from the office that gets sent on the run.
So I'm sitting there and I'm thinking about it for like...
Well, yeah, you've been put into a dilemma.
Yeah. So
morally, financially.
So I said to her, I said, well, how much is the one behind me? I don't know if that's cool. How much is that?
Oh, no, absolutely probably, not.
How much is the one behind me? Because
yeah.
I'm thinking.
You've lost the barista
yeah,
now.
I'm thinking 15 bucks.
Yep.
And because mine was, I'll tell you exactly what, mine was $5.47.
Is that with the gold card discount?
No, you don't get the gold until you get enough points.
No, it's a point-based thing.
Yes. So I'm thinking, you know, and she says, and she even said it this way, well, it's a little bit more than what yours cost. And I'm thinking, oh, how much more? She goes, $5.87. I said, put it on the card. I'm going to play your hipster game. There you go. So I for like
so you paid 40, 10 bucks for the coffee.
No, I didn't pay. It was 40 cents more. 40 cents more. The one in front of me paid the $5.47 for mine. I paid the $5.87 for the one in back of me. And I think I'm doing the
Can I have 40 cents?
Cool thing to do. Huh?
Can I have 40 cents?
What for?
I just figure you're handing out money.
Okay, you're going to give 40 cents to anybody else?
Nope.
I don't play the game.
It
doesn't work that way.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it doesn't work that way.
Were you forced to do that?
No, but if I didn't do it, I would have been the bad guy.
Yeah, but instead, you would have netted $5.
Yes, I would have. Yep, and I think about that.
That's peer pressure.
Well, yes, it is. Pay it forward.
Because you want to be hit.
96 K-Rock. Everything that rocks. You'll miss us when we're gone. Thankfully, we're not going anywhere. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Wednesday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. That means in about an hour, are you smarter than Haney? We'll get the lovely Karen in here and we'll get a random, and I say random, Stan and Haney listener to go head to head with Mark Haney. And up for grabs today will be a qualification for Rolling Stones tickets. You'll win a Rolling Stones Bridges to Bremen DVD and get qualified for tickets if you're smarter than Haney. And I want to show everybody in the room the official. And
okay, I trust that.
This is a new one.
I trust that.
And it is so thick. I've got, and it's
perfect. All I ask of you is to admit that last book contained errors.
That's why I threw it out. So I got an original Trivial Pursuit book updated.
But you got very mad at me for questioning that book.
Well, the more I found out about it and the more questions that came up, I said, you know what? I got to stick to the official book.
There you go.
So we got that today.
By the way, you know, I was thinking about it.
What?
This whole business with the coffee. And
yeah. I got some texts.
And the Mini Cooper paying for your coffee.
Yeah.
Does the Mini Cooper think that $5 is going to get him in heaven?
I don't. Good point. They think that's all about. They're doing their good deed for the day. Absolute Law text line. Stan, I got caught in the Starbucks trap once. Instead of paying $6 for my order, I paid $27 to the bitch behind me. Mm-hmm. Never again.
Yep.
It's a big game.
And I found out where it ends up, where that chain ends.
Where does it end?
It ends with Junior.
Because he'll take it for free.
He just said as much, didn't you?
Freebie. You were saying outside you'd take a freebie.
Well, I'm always broke, so I'm not going to pay for someone behind me.
Jeez. Grab
that. So you're hoping some sucker like
some
Stan
pays for you.
Well, he has a gold card.
Grab
that
bag.
That is true.
Brought to you by the Pewter Mug North.
Now, could he use your gold card?
Oh, yeah. If I wanted him to use it, but it would be money out of my account that I put in there.
Wait a second. you give Starbucks money for coffee that you haven't even had yet.
Yeah.
So you
load your card up.
Oh.
Prepay it.
So they get to draw interest on your money for the privilege of you being a gold card member.
I would assume so. That's why they give me a free drink on my birthday.
Yeah. Well, something tells me they get enough suckers doing that.
Yeah. They make a mint.
I mean, hell. Just throw it in an ETF.
Haney, this weekend is Father's Day, and we're bringing back an old friend of ours.
Oh, we are?
For a little Father's Day message.
Yeah.
Orale. Thank you for calling the Eastside Holiday Hotline. I'm Little Puppy. Father's Day is Sunday, Holmes. And father and son bonding is very important, ese. Oye, let me introduce you to Hector. He's apparently one of my kids, Holmes.
What's up, Holmes?
Nice to meet you, Holmes.
Nice to meet you too, Vato.
Hector is 10, but this is the first day we actually met, Holmes. Unfortunately, the judge said I have to spend time with him, and I was like, whatever, Holmes. Anyway, today I'm going to teach him what every 10-year-old should know, ese. How to hold a gun, Holmes. Oye, Hector, put out your hand, ese.
Okay.
Now, Vato, hold it in your hand like...
Give me your chain, fool!
Orale, orale, what the f***, Holmes? You just shot me, ese.
Now,
hey, f***, I'm your dad, Holmes. Oh, f***, Holmes, Orale, okay, Holmes, okay, stop here. Just take it, ese, take it.
Thanks, Holmes. See you next week, bitch.
Orale. My 10-year-old son just jacked me for my chain, Holmes. So proud, ese. I'm gonna cry, Holmes. That was like the most touching thing ever. I love you, Hector. Orale, thank you for calling the Eastside Holiday Hotline. Arrato.
Ah, that is touching.
Yeah, it sure is. I haven't heard that in a long time.
You know, Junior popped by, and he had a very emotional Father's Day moment recently.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, what was that?
It was on Monday. I tried calling my
Put
dad.
The mic up by
yeah,
you.
How far do you want to talk away from the thing?
You know want to be a professional? Be a professional.
I'm here. All right.
All right, what?
All right, so I called my dad on Monday because I thought Father's Day was last Sunday.
No, you're... Oh, geez.
And he didn't answer his phone, so then he called me on Tuesday, and I felt so bad.
And what'd you do?
Well, I was like, Dad, I'm sorry. I missed Father's Day. You know, like, I'm really sorry. Like, I love you. Like, you mean so much to
me.
Yeah,
you start just letting it
yeah,
flow.
Yeah, I just let it fly. And then he was like, wow, my son's an idiot.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, Father's Day is next Sunday.
Yeah.
Now you're going to think that you've met your Father's Day obligations, and then he'll hold it against you that you missed actual Father's Day.
It's like a week
Day.
Early.
I mean, it doesn't count.
I beat all my sisters.
It doesn't count.
Yeah, you're right.
See, now his dad's a DJ, too. Been in the radio business for like 40 years.
Smart guy.
Yep, and a smart guy who knows when effing Father's Day is. Jeez.
Junior's pouring his heart out. And to his dad's credit, he let it go on a while before he goes,
of course,
my son's an idiot.
Yep, you gotta. You know.
Not like little Hector.
Yep. Well, he's proud of him that he popped him.
Mm-hmm.
Haney and I lived in simpler times. I know a lot of our listeners did the same thing.
Today's show is brought to you by Wayback Wednesday. Remember when you would listen to the radio all day long with your boombox just to record your favorite song of all time? Now you can download it onto your smartphone wearing your earbuds while drinking your smoothie, then vaping while you're getting another tattoo and posting a selfie on Instagram. I'm kind of really missing the 80s right now.
Yep. And that's what we used to do.
There was an art to it.
There was an art to it.
You remember the sound your tapes would end up with? Because you'd try and string a couple of your favorite songs together, and you'd get that sound of the tape starting and stopping.
Yeah, the little chirp.
Yep.
This is, you know what? I don't feel bad for this guy at all, and neither should you. This could be Junior. Dateline, Roanoke, Virginia. A Virginia man found a strange woman in his kitchen last Wednesday.
Bonus.
For some reason, trying to microwave his butter. Went into the refrigerator, took out his butter that was in the refrigerator, put it in the microwave.
And he doesn't know her at all.
Nope. Well, the local TV news got a hold of this and wanted to interview the guy. who did the interview while drinking a Natty Light and cracking butter jokes.
Nice.
I was in here in the bed on my phone. My aunt lives upstairs. And I was like, somebody's in there talking to themselves. Come flying out here into the kitchen, and she's standing right there in front of the microwave getting ready to nuke my butter. And I told her she butter not. And she didn't really have a good reaction to it. She just sat down and started crying on the floor. She was spaced out, delusional, probably slept in like 2-3 days. She was out of whack. She didn't know where she was at. She tried to act like that. She didn't know where she was at. And BYOB means bring your own butter.
No, I don't feel bad for that guy at all.
That's a Natty talking. We've heard it before.
Yep. Oh, we've heard it. Keep in mind, I don't necessarily agree with this, but the millennials out there don't like to do laundry.
They don't care for it?
No. And there is a new clothing trend going around about clothes that don't have to be washed. Totally disagree with it. And the material that they are trying to pitch to millennials, the material to wear, is that Merino leather. Not leather, wool. The Merino wool. The wool clothing. Here, take a listen.
I don't know anything about Merino wool.
Yeah, I think that's how you say it. Merino wool.
From a sheep?
From a sheep. Here. And these are clothes that they want you to buy that you don't have to wash. No.
Wool sounds like wool. The worst possible idea.
Our clothes never smell, and they stay clean and fresh, even if you wear them every single day. In fact, I've been wearing this shirt here for 46 days in a row. Same with the socks and underwear. Now, I know what you're thinking, but these clothes are just as clean and fresh as the first day I put them on. That's right, over a month of putting those through everything, from wearing them daily to the office, out to dinner, worn to bed, even the gym. How did we do this? Merino wool. Merino is an absolute game changer, and it excels at synthetics in every single way.
I like it now.
It's antibacterial, it's odor resistant.
No, it's not, it's hot.
It's a natural body temperature regulator, keeping you warm when it's cold, and staying light and breathable when it's hot. And it quickly pulls sweat away from your body.
That's what I think of with wool, light and breathable.
Yeah. And
but they call it merino.
Yeah, well, that's a type of wool. You know, you got your cashmere.
Does it only come in aqua and orange?
No, that's merino wool. But there's like you can get a T-shirt that allegedly.
A wool shirt.
Yeah, but how much?
That reminds me of that phase we went through where the only thing we'd wear was mohair.
Yeah, how much is that? I think the price is should be how much?
$85
bucks for a T-shirt.
It's made with seaweed fiber.
Seaweed? Well, it's merino wool, isn't it?
Yeah, there's also seaweed fibers in there that holds the wool together.
But they're not advertising that as wool. They're advertising it as seaweed fiber. I don't know if that's the same thing.
You don't have to wash it. What the hell? That is the most stupidest thing. Junior, don't even think about doing that. Because I see you put on your cleanest, dirty clothes.
Well, I'm definitely interested.
You know, he is pimping it today.
Yeah, I know.
I am pimping it.
He's got on a generic polo shirt with a swordfish right there on the breast.
Yep. It's nice and baby blue.
Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah, it looks fly.
Swordfish is everyone puts their, let me look over here, let me see what your logo is.
I think it's a Tommy Bahama.
It might be.
Where would you get a Tommy Bahama shirt? Christmas?
Jeez, it is a Tommy Bahama. That's $100-something shirt.
Where'd you get that from?
I inherited it.
That's if I went to the Tommy Bahama store, that's about $130.
Costs a lot to look fly.
Oh, will you please?
You're broke.
And you're wearing, do you know, I'm going to tell
you. Mr. Free Coffee?
I'm going to tell you this right now, and this is no lie. You can go down to like a thrift store or something, or one of those used clothes places where, you know, they ask you a lot of good clothing, but you're wearing a dead man's clothes.
Yeah.
But you can take that down there and they'll give you top dollar for it because it's Tommy Bahama. It's not an off brand.
Well, you know what? You can tell Because I know for a fact he wouldn't iron a shirt.
Yeah. No, I throw it in the dryer.
And this is no wrinkles?
No. It's a Tommy Bahama, man.
That's top quality.
Yes, yeah. It is.
It's good shape.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pimpin' ain't easy.
John Stewart.
Pimpin' ain't easy. You just said you inherited the shirt.
You inherited it.
Yeah, I know.
Not anything you went and bought.
No.
He couldn't afford that. I can't afford that. You know, and then you see these people that like the Tommy Bahama, and they'll go in there, oh, I'll take three polos. I'll take three more button-downs. Give me, here's my size. I'll take a few the slacks. And you're dropping in the
thousands.
Well,
and when you do that, and you can't really afford it, all you're doing is sending the message to the people that would notice it's a Tommy Bahama shirt.
Yeah.
Hey, I got money.
Yeah.
So when
and
they
then
ask,
they'll roll you.
Yeah, and then when they and then the other side of it is if they're not going to roll you, well, he certainly looks like he could pick up the next round.
Yep. It's on Junior. Here's John Stewart from the other day.
Yes, he did a great job.
I got two cuts from
he
him.
He said what needed to be said.
He went before Congress yesterday for, and went after him.
There were supposed to be...
For 9/11 responders, the fund that's set up that's going broke.
And there were supposed to be 14 members of Congress attending. Only five showed
up.
Do
you know that Congress responded to John Stewart's claim that there was no... And I saw the empty seats.
One side of the room with the 9/11 people was full. The side where the congressmen are was empty.
They said only two congressmen, one Democrat, one Republican, were not present, which was a bold-faced lie.
Yeah, why would he make that up?
Yep.
As I sit here today, I can't help but think what an incredible metaphor this room is for the entire process that getting health care and benefits for 9/11 first responders has come to. Behind me, a filled room of 9/11 first responders, and in front of me, a nearly empty Congress. Sick and dying, they brought themselves down here to speak to no one. It's shameful. It's an embarrassment to the country, and it is a stain on this institution. And you should be ashamed of yourselves for those that aren't here, but you won't be. Because accountability doesn't appear to be something that occurs.
And look at all the empty seats. I mean, the whole front row was empty.
Yeah, he's not imagining.
No. And then he got a little emotional, too, rightfully so.
Well, he's been with these guys since the beginning.
They responded in 5 seconds. They did their jobs with courage, grace, tenacity, humility. 18 years later, do yours. Thank you.
They won't. They won't.
I mean, if you can't come through for those people,
I don't get it.
There should be no doubt at all about that.
I want to wrap up the grab bag with this. I don't know if I ever want to hear this again. Again, part of your innocence taken away. An indie pop group called The Bird and the Bee are releasing an album of Van Halen covers in August.
Okay, that doesn't sound dangerous.
They're referring to it as pop versions of Van Halen songs. Here is The Bird and the Bee.
You just put up the skull and crossbones warning on this. It sounds harmless.
Here is The Bird and the Bee with Ain't Talking About Love.
Oh yeah, you think you're really cooking, baby. You better find yourself a friend, my friend. Ain't talking about love. My love is rotten to the core. Ain't talking about love. Just like I told you before.
Oh, hear her say, you know, you're semi-good looking.
That probably is if you got the whole damn thing.
And that scarred you.
I couldn't stand that. What the hell was that?
I guess nerves have died on
me. Yeah. You've heard it all.
There was probably a time I'd be outraged, but...
I don't care anymore.
Compared to the other stuff going on.
Who brought it? The Pewter Mug North. When we come back, we'll open up the phones, hear from you. Oh. I got it. You know what? Maybe I'm almost reluctant to do this. You know, every once in a while, and I haven't been right for a couple of days. Every once in a while, I'll get a flashback to something that my dad did to me. And,
oh, geez, that's not pleasant.
And I wasn't expecting it. I'm still not
it
right.
It still happens?
Well, I was at a restaurant the other night with my girlfriend. And somehow the topic, she was in the mood to talk about it. She talked about a bad date experience that she was on when she was young.
Younger.
Yeah, she's still pretty young. But when she was younger. And she had told me about it, and I saw her getting a little bit emotional about it. And I looked at her, and I said, I got that beat. I got that beat. And it was a story that I have not told out loud. It's always been inside me. I told it out loud. And by the time I finished the story, her eyes were kind of bugging out of her head. And I was...
Remember, she's a civilian.
Yes. And I was like, wow, I haven't thought about that or even talked about that in 30 years. And it's been sticking with me because now, because I've talked about it out loud, I'm having flashbacks. Maybe I should start talking to somebody again. But I think it was cathartic.
Is it something I don't know?
I don't think you know. I'll tell you.
Because there's a lot there.
I'll tell you.
And if there's stuff that over the years that I haven't even
stuff
heard.
It's always been just buried.
Keep in mind, folks, I've known this man since 87. We've been friends since 2016.
Yeah.
And if I haven't heard it.
Yeah. You know what? I don't know how. And if it prompts a phone call and somebody that can top what I'm about to tell you, then that's why the phone lines will be open.
We both have our stories.
Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Making Mr. Beasley a wealthy man for most of our adult lives. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Telephone number into the studio, 277-9600. Only about 20-25 minutes away from Are You Smarter Than Haney? Up for grabs, a chance for someone to get qualified to go see the Rolling Stones.
And it probably won't be you.
Well.
Because everybody that wants it ends up crying because yep. We give it away.
Plenty more chances to get qualified, but you'll get your chance in about 25 minutes with Are You Smarter Than Haney? Stones, of course, coming August 31st, Hard Rock Stadium in Miami, and we've got your tickets. You get qualified by winning a copy of the new Rolling Stones live CD, Bridges to Bremen. That's what you're going to be playing for today.
Would you do me a favor?
And then, hold on, I got to say, courtesy of Eagle Rock Entertainment. Yes.
Would you mind, just as a demonstration of different types of radio?
Yeah.
The way you said, we've got the tickets.
We've got the tickets.
Could you do that line as a top 40 announcer?
Oh, geez. It's been a long time. We got the tickets. I don't know. Is that how it
What did? About country radio?
Country. Son, we got your tickets.
That doesn't sound right. That sounds
to the Rolling Stones.
It sounds like Country Stan would be more excited
Country
about it.
Country Stan. Yeah, I don't know.
We got the ticket.
We got it right here.
We got the tickets.
Right here.
We got the tickets, and now you got the tickets.
Right, coming up.
More songs per hour.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. This year, like last year, the best is right here.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's now time for the, what is it, the Indy 500 of rock?
Yeah, top 500 indie rock tunes of all time.
That kind of thing?
Yeah. Ahoy.
Ahoy!
Yeah, what can I do for you?
I'm leaving Sugartown.
No.
Yeah, I love it out here. Nice and quiet.
Yeah.
Call it crops. Hey, been down here for 37 years.
Yes, sir.
And they've been trying to change the name of Lee County. Right?
Just a couple of kooks.
Yeah, that's a couple of nuts.
We got some good old boys to take care of that.
Robert E. Lee County.
Yep.
Gotcha.
We got some good old boys that take good care of General Lee.
I didn't get along with my father.
That's well known, well documented.
He made me do stuff I didn't want to do. And I was out to dinner with my girlfriend on Monday, and we got to talking. And I was about fishing because we were...
Isn't that great when your relationship is young enough that you still talk?
Yeah, yep. And she said that she had only been fishing once and had a bad experience. And
oh, were you trying to talk her into going fishing?
Yeah.
She'd have fun with you.
I know that, but...
But she doesn't.
No. And she told me about a bad experience that she had, and I said, well, I got that beat. 1981. You want to talk about a creep fact? This is about as creepy as it comes, and I had to live with it every single day of my life. Until I said enough's enough and told my old man to go pound sand.
I am so frightened that there's a story I don't know, because you have told me a multitude of stories. And a lot of people can say, oh, yeah, I didn't get along with my father. Your father was, I mean, he had his good qualities, but he was a bad guy to you.
Yeah. Not funny at all. And this is one of them. And it popped into my head. I blank out a lot of that stuff, but then every once in a while it comes rushing back into my head.
And people wonder why you're negative.
Yeah, people wonder. Okay. So I didn't... My first year at UCF, I lived in the dorm. My first year in college, I was went in...
Was this the year that you learned that if Earth, Wind, and Fire were white,
no,
they'd be bigger than the Beatles?
That was my first semester when I was in Boca.
Okay.
And then I transferred to Orlando. And my first year in Orlando was my last semester of my freshman year and then going into my sophomore year. So I lived in the dorms then before I got my own place. So when the quarter was over with, I would come back to Melbourne, stay with at my folks' house, and then when the semester was starting back up, move back over to the dorms. After that first semester over there, I got my own place. I stayed there. But I would come back to Melbourne. And I came back to Melbourne, and I was off for the summer. That was the year of the truck and its axle, driving truck. And do you...
That summer?
Yes.
Oh.
Do you remember the drugstore that was on the corner of New Haven and Wickham in West Melbourne?
Yeah.
The corner, it was a corner drugstore. So I get back and...
You're talking about the mom and pop or the chain?
It was the mom and pop.
Yeah. I don't even know if that's still there.
I don't know either.
I don't think so.
But it was a mom and pop drugstore. Still had the lunch counter then in that store. So I get back and my old man tells me, hey, you got the summer off. You should ask the girl in the drugstore out on a date. I think she's available. And I'm like, how do you know? Well, his business was in that plaza, and he'd go over all the time.
See, I never think of him being in Melbourne. I always picture Connecticut.
Yeah. Well, this was very short period of time. Very short period of time, because my mom and dad were breaking up by this point in time, because he was having numerous affairs. And he would go over to that drugstore, and I'll never forget her name. Her name was Aurora.
Like the road?
Yeah. Her name was Aurora. And very attractive woman to the waist. Below the waist, wide as a truck.
Oh, what a shame.
Yeah, I know. Gorgeous girl. And he goes, well, go over here. Talk to Aurora. How do you know? I go over there when I go get a hamburger. Go over and talk to Aurora. And I don't want to pop. I'm fine in Orlando. I don't want to. Every day he was like, go over and talk to her. Go over and talk to her. So finally I go over and I see her. And, oh, yeah, you're Stan's boy, son. Yeah. I said, you want to?
Yeah, I'm Stan.
Yeah, I'm Stan, too. You want to go out? Yeah, sure, that'd be great. I had a bad feeling about it, just a bad feeling. I said, something's not right. He's been hitting on her. I got a bad feeling about this. Okay, I'll take you out. We'll see how the night goes.
So it ended up, she asked you out.
No, I asked her.
Oh, you did?
But I think it was primed by him. Oh, my son's going to come in here and he's going to ask you out. You should go out with him. I think it was set up that way. There was zero chemistry between the two of us.
You couldn't get past it, could you?
And I couldn't. No, I couldn't. And I knew that my old man was involved in this.
Well, that puts a different luster on it already.
It sure does. So I took her out to Mr. T's on the beach. The Vogues were playing. The singing band, The Vogues.
You mean like from the 60s?
Yeah. They were at Mr. T's. And then once dinner was done, I think at like 8 o'clock, it turned into the dance disco. And that's what it was. They had the giant ball and the lights and all of that stuff. So we're at dinner, and it's like, you know, I still don't feel right about this. She's pleasant enough, can't get past the lower half. And
you're wary.
And plus, I'm very wary.
Because you've been burned before.
Yeah. So, Vogue's finished, dinner's over with, and then the DJ's in there. All right, let's get ready to do some dancing. Now, you remember this club. You had the big dance floor down there. And the DJ area, and did you remember there was like a balcony all the way around where they had the bar up there where you could sit and drink and look down on the dance floor?
I just remember it was one of the first clubs that I ever went into, because they had like an event when I was in junior high school there. And I just remember thinking, this place is massive, it's awesome.
And they had an upper tier, so the dancing starts, and I asked her to go out and dance. And so here's where the creep factor comes in. So I'm out on the dance floor dancing with her.
And you're trying to concentrate on the top half.
Yeah, not the lower half, which really took up a lot of space. But I'm dancing, and
you're saying it almost like a centaur, where it had the body of a beautiful woman, but then like turned into an elk or something?
She probably had like a 21, 22-inch waist, and then like her butt area was like to 50.
Oh, geez.
So I'm out there dancing with her, and I look up at the upper level of the club, and I'm just dancing around looking up, and who's leaning over?
No.
My old man.
No.
With a drink in his hand, looking down at both of us. And I'm going,
no.
That's what I said. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me.
Night's over.
The night's over. Here's where it got worse. So we're out there dancing, and it gets to be past 8 o'clock, and I'm seeing him up there. And
that is so creepy.
Yeah. And so then who comes into the club? Stag. My buddy Dave. The architect. He comes in. We went to school together for years. He goes, "Hey, Stan, Aurora, how are you? Let's see. Let's do some dancing. Hey, where are the chicks?" And he's going. And so as he's walking around and coming up to our table, he glances up. "Hey, there's your dad up there.
Oh, God.
Stan, come on down." And I'm sitting at the table with this Aurora that I don't want, my buddy Dave, and my old man with a
drink in his hand
coming down. It lasted about probably 10 minutes. And I said to Aurora, "I'm taking you home now." And she couldn't wait. She was 10 times more uncomfortable than I was.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought she was in on it.
Not in on that. And she said, "I think it would be a good idea." So I walked out of the club with her, with my dad and my buddy Dave still there clinking glasses. I took her, never spoke to her again. I eventually went back to UCF and never came home. There. That's what...
How did he know you were going to be there? She must have blabbed.
I don't know, but it was sickening. He probably said, "Where is he taking you tonight?" I don't know. "Well, where is... Come on. And he probably badgered it out of her. That's what I had to live with. I got to take a break.
You know what I have to say, though?
What?
Just in your defense. The reason I'm reacting the way that I'm reacting, it's not that one story. It's the totality of everything else that you kind of have to know before that story. Because that story is like... "Oh, well, maybe it was all a coincidence."
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't.
Creepy as hell.
Are You Smarter Than Haney is next. Chance to get qualified for Stones tickets.
Good Lord.
Karen will join us. We'll be back. Stan and Haney. See how that just pops into my head? It just...
96 K-Rock. Southwest Florida's only radio show powered by alternative energy. Our show is produced through a volatile combination of superheated air and methane. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. Wednesday afternoon, about 25 minutes away from your... First look at traffic news headlines with Mark Haney, but it is a Wednesday, and that means the lovely Karen joins us in studio for another edition of Are You Smarter Than Haney?
And I appreciate what you did.
What?
In making sure everything's correct.
Yes, I showed it to Karen, too.
Yes.
I got
that other source was sketchy as hell.
We're going back to the tried and true I just purchased, and the thing is super thick. The ultimate Trivial Pursuit question and answer book.
Well, you shouldn't have said that.
Why?
Because anybody can buy it now.
No, they can't. It was the only one in the store.
And to find the exact question at the exact time.
Right.
I got you back. I got you back.
Nearly impossible.
But Karen, do you want to tell them or should I?
What?
Tell them what?
That there's more than one bookstore.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I understand. Look at this.
Yeah, that's pretty thick. I mean, good luck. We would definitely notice.
We're going to get a random Stan and Haney listener.
Yes.
Go head to head with Mark Haney. Six categories. We're going back to the old categories. First person to get all six will be the winner.
Wait.
What?
All? Yeah.
Yes, including arts and literature.
Oh, no.
I was looking at these. They've eased up a little bit. I don't think it'll be that difficult. I don't think it will be.
Less Shakespeare?
We'll find out. But I don't think it'll be as rough as you think it is. First person to get all six will be the winner. If you beat Haney, you're going to get yourself qualified for the Rolling Stones tickets with a brand new Rolling Stones live DVD, Bridges to Bremen. Karen is your lifeline.
Yes.
You must get at least two categories correct to even be eligible for the prize. And a new rule instituted by Beasley Broadcasting, not Stan and Haney. You cannot have won anything from us in the last 60 days.
Boo.
60 days is the new rule.
We didn't do it.
We didn't do it, but the rule is 60 days, 2 months. Let's play Are You Smarter Than Haney?
If you think you are smarter than me, I would like to see you. can try it. Stan's got prizes. Yours for free. If you prove you're smarter than me. It's not easy.
It's hard work.
Stan's trick questions.
There's nothing trick. I got the official book.
All those prizes, yours for free. Matching wits with Mark Haney. You're a contestant. Stan's the host.
Hi, everybody.
I'm the one who knows the f***ing most. If you dare to disagree, simply prove you're smarter than me. I'm a genius.
You're a slob.
I must beat you. That's my f***ing job. If you think you're smarter than me, I politely disagree.
2779600 cannot have won anything in the last 60 days. It will be a random Stan and Haney listener, not necessarily the first one I talk to. If there's bad phone connection, I can't understand you, we will move to another random Stan and Haney listener. If you answer correctly, you'll hear this. Incorrectly? Taking too long? You lose. Karen?
Bell went straight through my brain.
Release the phones.
Phone lines are released. 2779600. Cannot have won anything in the last 60 days. For Rolling Stones DVDs and get qualified for tickets. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy. See, there. That's why I don't take a first caller. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, Donna.
No?
No.
See what I mean?
That was bad. Try again.
Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, it's Rob, Stan.
Hey, Rob, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, buddy. Have you won anything from us in the last 60 days?
I have not.
All right, Rob.
Well, Stan, you know what they say.
What?
You can't spell bro without Rob.
That's right. Rob, say hi to Karen. She's your lifeline.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, Rob. Good luck today.
Thank you.
All right. The categories. We're going back to the old categories. Geography, entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure. And, Rob, you got to get at least two right to even be eligible for a prize. Understood?
Understood.
All right. We begin, as always, with Mark Haney. And, Rob, if he can't answer the question, you have the category available. You can steal. Haney? Category?
Arts and literature.
Arts and literature.
Ah, the familiar.
Get it out of the way.
You claim it's not so bad. I want to see.
Let's see. In arts and literature. What monarch is said to have given Sherlock Holmes his emerald tie pin?
Pass.
Think of the times.
Do I have to know the number?
Think of the times.
Can I just get the name and not the number?
Which monarch is said to have given Sherlock Holmes his emerald tie pin?
Queen Elizabeth.
Incorrect. You can steal, Rob.
King Charles.
Incorrect. You got a guess?
No.
Queen Victoria. Queen Victoria.
I was close.
You had the right idea. Rob, category?
Geography.
Geography. Rob in geography. Rob, which is Scotland's second largest city? What's Scotland's second largest city?
Glasgow.
Incorrect. Haney, you can steal.
Edinburgh.
On the board in geography. And Haney, you have control. Entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure.
You know, while everything's wide open,
yeah,
I'm going to let Karen have her pick of the category.
Karen?
I'm going to stick to entertainment. I missed it.
All right, Karen, for Haney in entertainment.
Yes.
If she gets it wrong, Rob, you can steal.
Mm-hmm. All right,
and you got to get at least two right. In entertainment, Karen,
yes.
For Haney. Let's see. Karen, what is Beyonce's surname?
Ooh.
For Haney, what is Beyonce's surname?
Oh, man.
This is something you should know.
I know. I haven't heard it in so long.
Get that point for Haney.
It is something you should know. Something you should know.
Stop now.
Stop what?
Just you.
What am I doing? I just see you. I'm just repeating what you said.
Let her think.
You said it's something she should know.
I don't remember.
Karen.
I don't.
Hold it.
Something you should know.
Rob can steal. Rob, what do you think in entertainment?
No.
Yes, Knowles.
I tried, Karen.
You're on the,
I tried.
You're on the board,
Rob.
Wait,
what is it?
Knowles.
That's why I was doing that.
K-N-O-W-I-S.
That's
what it is.
That's her maiden name.
Yeah.
Rob, you have control. Yes. Geography.
What were you trying to think of Jay-Z's last name?
For some reason, I was trying to think of her, like, she has, like, a persona. For some reason, I thought it was, like, her persona and not her maiden name.
Yep.
I forgot.
Rob, geography, history, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure.
Right back to geography.
Right back to geography for Rob. Haney has the category. Let's see. Which Hans Christian Andersen fairy tale figure sits by the waterside in Copenhagen?
Oh, boy.
Sits by the waterside in Copenhagen. No guess?
No idea.
What Haney, you meant to say, Rob, was the Little Mermaid.
Yeah, Haney's correct on that. Haney already had the category, but he has control. Haney, entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure.
I'll go right back to entertainment.
Entertainment for Mark Haney. All right, here we go. Haney, what does Elwood only remove three times in the Blues Brothers?
Sunglasses.
Yes, sir. No, incorrect. Incorrect. I thought you were right. I just looked at incorrect. You can, and you have the category, Rob. So
is his hat.
Harmonica.
No, it's his hat. Rob, control, geography, history, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure.
Science!
Let's go with science and nature for Rob. Haney, you do not have the category. If he misses it, you can steal. Rob?
I am the Lou Brock of this game.
What part of the body does an orthopedic doctor treat?
Orthopedic doctor.
Yeah, what part of the body does an orthopedic doctor treat?
Legs.
That's incorrect. That's incorrect. Science and nature, Haney. It's what part of the body? What does
back?
Incorrect.
Feet.
It's your feet?
Bones.
Bones.
He treats bones. All bones are your orthopedics. Haney, control. Entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and entertainment. In entertainment for Mark Haney. You still need at least one more, Rob, to qualify for the prize. We have under 6 minutes to go in the game.
Roger that.
Haney, what Greek city gave its name to the town in Georgia where REM were formed?
Athens.
Athens, Georgia is correct in entertainment. Rob, geography, history, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure.
Sports and leisure.
Sports and leisure for Rob. So he desperately needs to get one more on the board. Rob, who swatted 54 home runs the first year the spitball was banned? They had to ban the spitball, and this person hit 54 home runs the year after the spitball was banned. 54 of them.
Joe DiMaggio.
Incorrect. Haney, you can steal.
Bobby Bonds.
Incorrect. The year the spit, that was like in the 1920s. It was Babe Ruth. Babe Ruth swatted 54 home runs. Haney, you have control. History, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure.
Arts and literature.
Arts and literature. Get this category out of the way. Haney, what book about little creatures was Roald Dahl's first work for children? First name is spelled R-O-A-L-D.
Yeah, I know who he
Dolls.
Is.
Dolls. First work for children.
James and the Giant Peach?
Incorrect. You can steal in arts and literature. Rob?
Where the Wild Things Are.
Incorrect. That's Shel Silverstein. Gremlins. Gremlins. Rob, you got to get on the board. Geography, history, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure. And he has you still as a lifeline. You still have Karen if you want to get on the board under 3 minutes to play.
Karen, entertainment. Let's do it.
You have it
already.
That's the only one you got.
That's the only one you got.
Okay, let's do history.
History with you or Karen?
With Karen.
All right. Let's do it.
All right, Karen, this is to get him qualified for a prize.
I don't know if you've ever had a history question before.
I don't know. I don't think so. If I did, it was a long time ago.
Karen.
Yes.
I would hope you would know this.
I would hope so, too.
Who became Prime Minister of Cuba in 1959? Prime Minister of Cuba in 1959. You are of Cuban descent,
correct.
Are you not? Who became Prime Minister of Cuba in 1959?
Stan.
What?
She may be at the status of conscientious objector. She may not want to say the name.
And I want to help Rob along.
I'm going to go with Raul Castro. No.
That's incorrect.
His brother.
His brother.
Yeah.
Fidel.
If you said Castro, I would have given it to you.
That was a long time ago.
It's Fidel Castro. Haney could have stolen that. I will give you another history question if you'd like, Haney.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right.
I mean, I knew that, obviously.
All right. Yeah, you did know that. Let's see, Haney, in history. What year saw the end of World War II? End of World War II, what year?
I'm trying to remember when it was official. I know it's one of two.
All right. I'm talking about not when Germany surrendered. I'm talking about after the bomb was dropped and the Japanese said, let's end this.
I'm 50-50 on what I want to say, so I'll say 1945.
You are correct.
I wanted to say 44 so
that's
bad.
That's incorrect. That would be incorrect. Both Germany and Japan surrendered in 1945. Rob?
It was early in 45.
Geography, Dan.
Early for the Germans.
You got this, Rob.
Rob, this is the last question of the game.
All right, geography.
You have to get it right.
No pressure.
To be eligible for the prize.
All right.
Geography. Here we go.
Okay.
Let's see. Which U.S. state's official motto, Rob, is North to the Future? North to the Future.
North to the Future.
Think north. Way north, north. Way north.
Alaska.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. It's Alaska. You are correct.
I've never heard that before.
That's
their
motto,
North to the Future.
You did it.
Rob, you did not defeat Haney, so you got to tell him something.
Haney, you will always be the smartest man in the room.
Aw.
That's fine.
And I'm going to send you over to our Rob, and he's going to get you qualified for the Stones by giving you a Bridges to Bremen DVD. You're in the running, buddy.
So Rob, thanks, will speak Dan. To Rob.
Yeah, Rob, speak to Rob. Hold on.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, buddy. Karen, and thank you.
Of course. My pleasure. It's always fun.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back.
You are a bright spot of sunshine.
You sure
thank
are.
Thank you.
Stan and Haney, 96K Ron.
It's a new era for America and Southwest Florida. As for Stan and Haney, unfortunately, their problems remain much the same. Stan and Haney in the afternoon, 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. Greatly appreciated. We're going to get you updated on traffic. News headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. Let's get things started. Oh, by the way, very quickly.
Well, what is the status with this Rolling Stones business? I'm being harassed all the time about it.
I am too. And matter of fact, I have an email here, one of many, where it starts out and any chance you can hook me up with some tickets? No, I can't. Hey, is it all right? Is there a way that you can backdoor this thing and get me to go down to Miami? No, I can't. So stop it.
And by the way, if any of you libs out there got any funny ideas about what Stan just said and you want to see those documents, good luck.
Yeah.
I'm asserting executive privilege.
Yep, you'll never see him.
I would have. Now, but you want to play your game.
Yeah. Jets Pizza bringing us traffic. Couple of things on the board. Cape Coral got a crash. Hancock Bridge Parkway and Southeast 24th Avenue. And then here in Estero, we got a hit and run. The 8,000 block of Mediterranean Drive right by the TJ Maxx. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, he's about ready to tell you. He's got today's headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
Okay.
We will tell you about a study that claims to be able to look into your future and tell you what your next boyfriend or girlfriend will be like.
Really?
Mm-hmm. They say that they got it down cold. They know exactly.
They know your type. They know what like.
Yeah, they know what you're going to end up with. Because, you know, you have a bad breakup. And you go, oh, yeah, I ain't doing that again.
Yep. Chances are you didn't. Yeah.
Dateline Daytona Beach. Burglars who would make terrible spies fail at breaking into the spy shop to get some equipment. Mm-hmm. Where did that come from?
That was from him. I had it up ready to go for the segment, but every producer we have plays around.
Stan brought this to us yesterday. We have the details about the 63-year-old gent who is fond of having sex with railings by the McDonald's.
So sick.
And finally, a story that that I brought to you recently.
Yes.
We have all the details about that little pixie.
Oh, a little bikini?
Yep. Who horribly maimed her boyfriend in his reproductive area.
Yeah.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter. It's very important that we try to provide a little bit to you each and every day. That's why we bring to you now the 4 o'clock fluffer brought to you by Firehouse Subs, Fort Myers, Cape Coral. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies?
Well, I guess there was a survey done named West Virginia as the least fun state in the United States.
Got that right. No fun in West Virginia. Be careful going to West Virginia. There's some pockets still around there where you may not come
out. I was of the impression that it was almost heaven.
West Virginia.
Yes. Blue Ridge Mountains.
Yep. Shenandoah River.
Yep. You get a little sunshine on your shoulders. Makes you happy.
Sure does.
Makes you want to say, thank God I'm a country boy. Yep. You fill up my senses. With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
new West Virginia tourism slogans.
Top new West Virginia tourist slogans.
We just got cable.
That's where Fat Tony moved to, West Virginia.
Yep. Well, that's his home.
Yep. The old stomping grounds.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
West Virginia, we don't meth around. West Virginia, because alcohol is meant to be made in your backyard. West Virginia, where Limp Bizkit and cargo shorts never went out of style. West Virginia is for lovers.
That's what they say.
Of watching paint dry.
Yep.
We're the mountain state. Come visit us and we'll mount you. Where else can you find whiskey that'll also run the car in a pinch?
Dave knows all about that. Oh, let me ask you this. Because Friday's coming up. It's a few days away.
Mm-hmm.
My girlfriend said, no, you can't do that to him. You know, last week he ate donuts.
Yeah. You got a bad case of sugar belly.
Yeah. What about, because I saw him and I wanted to buy him for this Friday, those pickled eggs in a jar. You have the beet ones, which are red, and you have the clear ones, and have them eat eggs.
Right now, I just in thinking about it, I taste bile. Now, if you want to do that to him,
yeah,
that's fine, but I'm concerned the odor alone might get us.
I just want to see how many he can eat. Do they smell bad?
Well, they gotta. They're in formaldehyde.
Yeah, they always have them at the bar there, floating around. I just want to know.
Well, no.
Pink ones, the red ones.
They always had them at the bar that your old man went to in the 70s.
And very few people would eat them.
Yeah.
But they were always
there. I don't
think
they have them anymore.
They do, not at bars, but you can get them.
I can't remember the last time I saw those at a bar.
I want a jar of them. Yeah, there. Oh, did you have it just up there? There they are. There it is. And just have them eat them. I won't, you know what? I won't even set a time limit on him. I just want him from the moment, because he just sits around. I just want him the moment
he comes
in
here. All you have to do is double dog dare him.
And just
pick how many you say he should eat.
No, the jar's here. 2 o'clock, jars here.
And you just want to know how many?
I just want to know that by the time we say goodnight, everybody,
he's eating them all.
That jar's empty. I'm doing it.
I can't stop you.
He'll have a jar here today or tomorrow or Friday. Sorry about that, folks.
Oh, what was I doing?
West Virginia slogans.
Oh, top new West Virginia tourism slogans. West Virginia, we're so great, they didn't even bother trying for an East Virginia. And finally, the very top new West Virginia tourism slogan.
Yes.
West Virginia, because you have to stop somewhere on your way to Florida.
That's true.
And that, my friends, is the fourth line.
Has left the building.
Left the building.
Email ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay.
It's starting. And people have long memories, things I don't even remember, and any angle possible to get Rolling Stones tickets. Follow me on this one. Tell me if you even remember it because you were involved too. This is from Stephen and Deborah. One of them wrote this. My guess, Stephen. No, you know what? My guess, Deborah. But they won't admit to it.
You used to be able to tell by the penmanship, but now you don't have that.
Listen to this. Listen to this. Ahoy, Stan and Haney. Way back around 1995. Also, it's Stephen that wrote this. My wife and I purchased tickets. 1995, mind you. That's, 23 years ago? 24 years ago?
I'm bad at math.
Something like that. 24 years. Way back around 1995, my wife and I purchased tickets from K-Rock for a bus ride and Stones concert. Just as we were to board, we were told there was no room on the bus. And the second bus had been canceled. Later, I was listening, as I usually do, and heard your old partner Joe say how the Beasleys had commandeered a second bus for their private party. Haney even said, "Look, I don't think we're supposed to talk about that." But he had already let the cat out of the bag. We were left standing in the parking lot with nowhere to go. Now I hear K-Rock is giving away Rolling Stones tickets. This would be a good opportunity for everybody there to right a terrible wrong 24 years ago that was done to us.
You sure it was 95?
This?
Because I guess I didn't go. I guess I wasn't invited.
I didn't go to it. I didn't go to it. I did. I had the opportunity to, and I think you might have had the opportunity to. But I. Rob just brought the Voodoo Lounge tour.
Yeah, I've never seen him.
I never went on that. I said, I've seen him twice before.
I don't think, because you guys did bus trips in the past, but I think that's before my time.
Yeah, and we.
I've never been on a concert bus.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you, I did not go see the Rolling Stones in 95.
The only bus I remember being on was the glorious Hooters bus going to a Dolphins
that
game.
That was glorious.
Oh, my God.
Now I hear K-Rock is giving away Stones tickets. This would be a good opportunity for you guys to right a terrible wrong done to us. How about we get a couple of tickets, Stan? We've been loyal fans for a long, long time. Do you know that we went with you guys to Key West back in the day?
Yeah, we did that a couple of times. I remember that.
How about the tickets? Signed, Stephen and Deborah. Well, gang, Steve, Deb, I don't have control of that.
It's got nothing to do with us.
It has got zero to do with me. My job is to promote it. And then later on, announce winners.
See, people way above us obtain the tickets. They determine how many tickets, how they will be given away. And then at that point, our only role is in explaining to you what they've decided to do with
Correct.
Them.
Correct. It's not like I got, and Haney's got a stack of Stones tickets in her pockets. Ladies and gentlemen, the Guardian.
Jesus.
Okay. Obama State Department, Tlaib.
Oh, that broad.
Yeah, what else?
Give me a break.
What else have I got here? A couple of Obamas on this thing. Okay, let's see. Let's just get
through
it.
They're all guilty.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Well, guys, we learned last night that the Obama State Department was involved in the attempt to keep Trump from being the duly elected president. As I have said before, there is no way Obama didn't know what was going on.
Based on that letter,
yeah,
they're actually going to do something.
The whole bunch are criminals. Hell, we may have to build a bigger traitor prison to hold them all. Now, did you see that Congresswoman Tlaib is proposing that single people be given $3,000 and married people get $6,000? For doing nothing.
Yeah, well, and then she gets mad at us when we bring up the fact that she married her brother.
Yep, yep. And that money is no strings attached. I just don't understand how people cannot see that this is just another way the left wants to make them dependent on the government. Which is the goal of these damn socialists.
That's insanity, Guardian. Yep.
Well, that's not going to happen while I'm still alive. Be smart and don't fall for their load of crap. Of course, this is just my opinion. You guys are the best, sign the Guardian. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. This is the Stan and Haney program.
Two men. Two microphones and way too much baggage.
A nice enough guy, but way too much baggage, if you know what I mean.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon, Wednesday afternoon. Gonna get you updated on traffic here, and then I'm gonna tell you how you can pick up tickets to go see the Disrupt Festival, which will be happening up in Tampa later on this month. But first, let's get you updated. Jets Pizza bringing us traffic.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, just one thing on the board, and it's from about a half hour ago, so hopefully it's been moved out of the way. A disabled vehicle. Bonita Beach Road Southeast, right by Racetrack Road. Somebody was a loser at the track and didn't have enough gas to get home, I guess. Hopefully it's been moved out of the way, and that's the only thing on the board, and you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. 96K Rock welcomes the Rockstar Energy Disrupt Festival. This is going to be happening on Wednesday, June 26th. It's going to be at the Mid-Florida Credit Union Amphitheater with a whole list of bands. Sum 41, Thrice, The Used, Circa Survive, Atreyu, The Story So Far, and many more. Tickets are on sale right now at Ticketmaster. And all this week, your chance to win tickets to the Disrupt Festival in Tampa. Ahoy.
Stan the man.
Hey, hey, it's Dr. Ray Bastardo. Doctor, how are you?
I'm hanging in there. How about you, my friend?
I'm doing okay. I know about another month or so, month and a half, I got my regular checkup with you. What's going on? I mean, I don't need to see it in another month and a half. Well, it's summertime. I know golf is opening up for us, so I hope we get to do that.
Yeah, we need to, don't we?
We sure do.
Been a while since we've spanked white.
Well, now that season's over with, the prices have come down a little bit. You and I get back out there on the old country club.
Yeah. By the way, there's nothing you probably wouldn't ever have even known.
What?
But because of the drugs you're on.
Yeah.
I was supposed to.
I'm only on three prescriptions, doctor, the drugs that I'm on. It's cholesterol-lowering stuff.
It's very powerful medication. Okay?
Yes.
And they changed the rules to where you're supposed to come in more frequently. And just between me and you and whatever.
And Nancy, who's probably listening right over your shoulder.
Nancy was all over my ass and gives me this whole sheet about compliance. And I said, you know what? Leave Stan out of that.
I see you every 3 months. And then plus you always have me do blood work.
I know, Stan. But you were, it was supposed to be in compliance. You're going to have to come in this week. And I said, you know what, call it an executive decision. Uh-huh. Let's just sign off on it. I don't want to bother him.
Thank you, doctor. I mean, you can do that no problem. Nobody's going to go be checking up on it or anything?
No, I mean, I can't do that for just anybody. But
I appreciate
for you,
that.
You know, we go way back.
We do go way back. I still remember the day I came to see you when I had pneumonia. You fixed me right up.
Well, that's what I do. And I wanted to let you know, I had a new patient come in today.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. You should probably know about this.
What? Are you supposed to talk about other patients?
Who am I talking to?
Yeah, yeah, just me.
this new patient comes in.
Yeah.
And I look at the form. And I see he works for Beasley.
Oh, really? A Beasley employee's coming? A lot of them do, because you're on our plan.
Yeah. Well, I made sure I was for you. Because to be honest with you, I lose money caring for those employees.
You lose money?
Oh, yeah. It's the insurance they got is a joke.
Tell me about it. Yeah, okay.
I hope nothing bad ever happens to you, I'll tell you that. Because once it's out of my hands,
right.
You'll find out real quick.
Yeah. But you got another Beasley employee, huh?
Yeah, the younger guy named Adam.
Yeah, he's our operations guy.
Oh, yeah, he went on and on about how he was the boss of you.
No, he ain't the boss of me. All right, let's get that straight. He ain't the boss of me.
Well, that's... I had never heard of the guy.
Yeah, he's been around a while. He's our operations man. He's like a right-hand man to the Beasley himself.
Well, yeah, he didn't know that I knew you.
Well, I appreciate our confidentiality. I appreciate that.
Well, yeah. And I said, so you know Stan and Haney? He says, do I know Stan and Haney? I own Stan and Haney.
He said that?
Oh,
I own them?
Saying. Yeah. You wouldn't believe the things he was saying about you.
What else did he say?
I guess the nicest way I can put it is not a fan.
Few are, Ray. Few are. we're not the most liked people in the building.
No, and he started talking about the money you guys make. And
we made more at one other time in our lives.
Well, he was saying, you know what? If we could cut that fat out of the budget, the things we could do, we could run it just like they do in Tampa.
Why he was just chatting up a storm to you?
Oh yeah, there's lots of. He was telling lots of tales out of school, you know. So
and you didn't let on that you knew me.
I just appreciate
that.
Whenever he called your names, I just agreed with him.
You agreed with him?
Yeah.
Couldn't you have said that you're a fan and I like him? Can you have said something like that? You don't have to know that you know me. You could have said, I hear him.
No, I figured maybe I'll tell him that the next time. But I figured, you know, give this guy enough rope to hang himself. And boy, did he ever. And so I just agreed with him. And I said, yeah, he's a big jerk. I can't stand him.
Yeah, me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. And so, you befriended him, too.
And he asked, you know, well, how would you know? I said, I golfed with him once or twice.
Yeah.
What a jerk.
Yeah.
What a jerk.
Yeah. Can you want to tell me? What did he need?
Real tight fisted, always wanting me to pick up the bill.
Yeah, well, you always offer. What else did he do? What's he in for? Was there just a checkup, or is there something wrong with him?
Well, it was one of those usual things with younger guys. You know, they come in, they point at the balls and go, "Is this normal?"
Yeah.
I said, yeah, you got nothing to worry about. It's an ingrown hair. You know, you're fine.
Okay. Well, good. So it was nothing. I mean, I don't want to see anybody here sick.
How many times have you and I had that conversation over the years?
Yep. Right.
Doc, I just met a new gal, and I'm a little concerned. Can you take a look? And, you know, that's half my life. Hey, is this normal?
Right. And most times it is, right?
Ingrown hair, skin tag, usually.
Yep. All right. Well, then I'll see you in about, next week sometime. If just have Nurse Kunstler call me, text me, and we'll make a new appointment.
Oh, well, hold on. Before I let you go, because I know I'm busy.
I am a little busy too, Doc. I'm on the air right now. You got anybody in the waiting room now?
Oh, it's packed.
Okay.
Completely packed. Right. I'm about ready to shoot myself in the head.
I don't blame you.
There's nothing. People do nothing but complain. Anyway.
Yeah.
About a week ago.
Yeah.
Another new patient. And you're not going to believe who this was.
Who? Somebody else that I know?
This guy used to live in Orlando.
Yeah.
And he had a neighbor that he would do favors for. You know, sometimes he'd cut the grass for him when he was out of town, keep an eye on the house, you know, feed the cat, that sort of thing. You know who his neighbor was?
Who?
Are you sitting down?
Yeah, I'm sitting down. Who was his neighbor?
Pat effing Travers.
Pat Travers? Boom, boom, out go the lights, Pat Travers?
Yeah, snorting whiskey, drinking cocaine.
Yeah,
can you believe it?
Sure, I remember him. We used to play him on this radio station back in the day.
Yeah, so this guy was Pat Travers' neighbor.
Okay.
About 10 to 15 years
ago.
Yeah,
that sounds about right.
But he's still got his email. I think he can text him. And so he told me, and I'm telling you, you ever need tickets to a Pat Travers show, okay, all you got to do is give me the word.
Okay, I appreciate that. I don't
know. Okay?
I've seen Pat Travers about 25 years ago. It was great. Ray,
I'll go light.
I appreciate it, Ray. Thank you.
Yeah, so anytime.
I appreciate that. Thank you, buddy. I mean, it's nice to know you're thinking of me.
I am thinking of you, and, you know, I would do that for you.
Thank you. All right, then. I guess we'll see you later.
I would use my influence to make sure.
Okay.
That you were treated right
at any
Pat Travers show.
Thank you,
Ray. I just want to make that clear.
Appreciate that, and I'll be talking to you soon.
I also want to let you know.
Yes?
That I don't mind it, okay? Nancy constantly tells me about the paperwork that I have to fill out for you because of your proclivities.
Okay, all right. And you've been I've been a patient of yours for a long time. Yeah, there's a lot of paperwork.
Absolutely.
Thank her for doing that. Thank you, doctor. What's going on?
You know, I don't mind doing the FDA or DEA authorizations for you.
Come on. It hasn't gotten that bad. I appreciate it. You're my doctor.
That's the way it's always been.
We're close.
Exactly. I don't mind going the extra mile and having to get on the phone call with somebody in Washington, D.C., in the bowels of bureaucracy to explain why a 57-year-old man requires chewable codeine, orange flavor.
Wait a second. Okay.
You know, that's what you need.
Yeah, thank you. That's what you said. That's what you said I need.
Well, you said that sometimes you get a little loopy and that it upsets your stomach. And
yes.
So I got you children's codeine.
And it's harder and harder to get.
Well, they're really clamping down.
I know they are.
And, Stan, all I'm trying to say is if it was anybody else, yeah. It wouldn't be worth my time.
I understand that. You're good to me, Dr. Ray, yeah. and we've known each other for decades. I appreciate
that.
We have.
Well, I know we've known each other since at least the early 90s.
I know that for a fact.
As a matter of fact, speaking of concerts, I remember in 95, wasn't that Rolling Stone show?
Yeah. We were just talking about it.
With.
Yeah, the Voodoo Lounge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I remember I told you at the time what a big Rolling Stones fan I am. And I remember you were so kind when I said, is there any way you could get me tickets? And you said, I'll see what I can do.
That's what I said then.
And you know what? It didn't work out.
I know it did. Look.
That's fine.
You know how that
that's
works.
That's fine. Yeah.
Okay.
That's fine.
All right. Well, Doctor, what's going on?
But I also remember there was one night shortly thereafter that you called me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a very private phone call mm-hmm. in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of those what's wrong with me calls.
I know, but you give me your home phone. You say call you anytime.
Absolutely. That's the kind of guy I am.
Yeah.
You know, when you're sitting on the toilet and wondering why there's blood, I want you to call me.
I appreciate
you know,
that.
This,
I think
is this that's, normal?
That's what I did. You want me to do, and you're my doctor. What's going on?
But I remember that phone call
yeah.
specifically because you were in a lot of pain.
Yes, I was.
You were in a lot of pain. You were a little bit lost. And, you know, I remember, you know, in a lot of these situations, you just got to talk somebody down.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just started talking to you about I heard that Rolling Stones show was pretty good.
Yeah.
And I remember, you were in a lot of pain. But in the middle of your crying out, you said, Doc, if the Rolling Stones ever come anywhere near here, I will move heaven and earth to get you the tickets if you will please make whatever this is stop.
And you made it stop. I can't get you tickets, Doc. I'm not in control of the tickets. I get people coming out of the woodwork asking for Rolling Stones tickets. I have no control over that at all. I do appreciate everything you do for me. Thank you for getting me you know, in contact with your friend's neighbor there for Pat Travers. Ray, we're friends. If I could get you tickets, I would get you tickets. I don't have tickets. I have nothing. I have nothing to do with that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? That's perfectly understandable. Drop dead. Lose my number.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Viciously fracking Southwest Florida's airwaves for decades. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. Mark Haney in the news here in just a few minutes. We'll also update you on traffic. 6 o'clock, it'll be Rob Show taking you through your evening.
Yeah, I don't think anybody can hold you to promises you made while you were in severe
no,
pain.
No, and please, I'm telling people, especially him, but I'm getting emails. You heard the email I read on the air, digging up stuff from 24 years ago. Oh, you can hook me up with tickets. No,
yeah,
no, I can't.
As soon as we made the mistake of welcoming the Rolling Stones, it starts.
Yep. Stan and Haney, welcome the Rolling Stones. What do you think? I just got you know, Keith Richards' phone number. Call him right up. Doesn't work that way.
But I would have liked those Pat Travers tickets.
Yeah, well, I got a connection if I can patch things up with him. By law, I think he still has to treat me. He takes that Hippocratic oath.
Mm.
So he's got to treat me.
And make me a little nervous.
Yeah.
I don't know when you know your doctor's pissed at you.
But it would make it worse if I changed doctors.
Well, that's true.
I'm not going to see you anymore. I'm going to go to Dr. Klonopin and see him.
Okay. Yeah.
Saw him one time.
I'd say just, you know, let things cool down.
Because right in my phone, I got Dr. Klonopin's number. Call him up. He'll be glad to take it.
But that's for golf purposes.
Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon, Jets Pizza.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Just two things on the board right now. Both Fort Myers. We have a crash. Brookshire Lake Boulevard and Daniels Parkway. And then we got a hit and run. 16,000 block of Wildcat Drive. I like that golf course, Palmer Coast, that Wildcat Run. That's a nice golf course. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
This is the Evening News with Bernard Kalb in San Clemente, Bob Schieffer in Mitchell, South Dakota, Barry Serafin in Towson, Maryland, Terry Drinkwater in Rockville, Maryland, Jeff Williams in Ayrshire, Iowa, Jed Duval in Cheyenne, Wyoming.
These are all aliases.
Richard Troutkeld in Prineville, Oregon.
Yep.
Bruce Dunning in Cat Lai, South Vietnam. And Bruce Hall in Miami.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Wednesday, June 12th.
Double M-X-I-X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for things you didn't know.
Okay.
How rich is the United States?
By what scale?
Well, I'll tell you, it's pretty rich.
Yeah, we got rich people. We got rich businesses. Sure. We're one of the richest countries in the world.
The United States has more millionaires than Sweden has people.
Well, it sounds good when you say it.
There are more than 10.2 million American households with a net worth over $1 million versus just under 10 million people in Sweden.
And Haney and I are not among them.
And never will be.
You know how and they do this once a year, the Social Security Administration sends you once a year how much you make.
Yeah, I haven't seen one of those in a while.
I got one last year. And it shows you from the first time, not the money that you used to make under the table with the guy, you know, at the restaurant or the drugstore or something like that. But when you first signed your first W-2s and you're now on the government watch list when they take taxes out, and it shows you every year how much you make. Now, I started my first... I worked before then, but it was all, you know, here, Stan, here's a couple of bucks. Keep your mouth shut. But I started taking a paycheck in 1978. That was my first time that I went and had an official taxes taken out paycheck. This goes back a few years, but I said, and it shows you each year how much money you made.
And it's amazing.
And I said to myself, how much have I made? Now, I want to say this was around 2009. And it was for the year 2008 going back. So,
and you discovered that you were a thousandaire.
I found out that every year, what was that, 30 years from 2008 to 78?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, that I had just crossed over the $500,000 mark for my entire life. That's not $1 million net worth.
No, you're not a millionaire until you've got $1 million in FU money.
Exactly. So it was like all those years, I finally crossed over the half $500,000. And I'm telling you, and I remember saying at the time, not going to see that double up.
No, the only numbers that increase on us are the bad ones.
Yup. It's the truth.
I don't like thinking about the fact that we're losers. I like to pretend otherwise most of the time.
That's why both of us are going to, we're winners.
Oh, thanks for that.
Yeah, but did you hear it in my voice? Winners.
That's right. I'm a winner, baby, so why don't you kill me?
Love that, Beck. That used to be our theme song for our TV show, when and we had our TV show.
Yeah, and the odd thing is, we didn't choose it.
We didn't. First night it aired.
The producers of the show decided that would be it for some reason.
Yep. What the hell?
Yeah, other people thought that would be representative of us.
Well, didn't you know when we were going into commercial break? More of Stan and Haney after this, after these messages. And it would always be just the arms and legs of a guy sitting in a recliner knocking over a beer.
That was the imaging they felt was right for us.
Appropriate for us.
Mm-hmm. I think we need a distraction right about now. Now, I don't know this to be true. They're telling me it is. They say cans of Diet Coke float in water, cans of regular Coke sink.
Really?
They say it's because the sugar or corn syrup in Coke weighs 39 grams, and whatever sort of sweetener chemical composition from the depths of hell is in Diet Coke is 125 milligrams.
Huh.
So Coke is much denser, and that's why it sinks.
So the air bubbles are in this can are light enough to make the Diet Coke float.
I guess.
I don't know either. I don't understand that. I'm not into, like, science. Oh, there's a picture of it. There's a can floating and a can sinking. See, that's why Diet Coke is lighter for people on the go.
Thank you, Don Draper. You know, that's why the cooler's such a mess at the end of the day.
Yeah.
This is near and dear to my heart. The first Star Wars product ever produced was the novelized version of the movie. That book came out in 1976, 6 months before the movie was in theaters.
Did you have the book?
A 10-year-old Mark Haney was one of the few people that read the book before the movie came out.
Really? Do you still have the book? Is it somewhere? Does your mom still have it? Or?
Well, it was only in paperback. It might be at my mom's house somewhere.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Because my mom is like me. It's very hard for her to throw out a book, no matter what it is. What college has the most national football championships?
The Alabama Crimson Tide.
You might think that.
All the era of Bear Bryant.
And that's a reasoned answer. But it's kind of a trick question.
Oh.
The correct answer is Princeton.
Princeton? An Ivy League school?
Princeton has 28 national football championships. They do. However, here's where the trick comes in.
Yeah.
They won most of them in the late 1800s, before most other schools even had a team.
Yeah, before the forward pass.
Yep. But the record stands.
That's true. You think about that. A lot of those Ivy League schools were the first ones to start playing football, not even recognizable to what's being played. And they used to get hurt. And they were saying, I read some article that they were talking about this new sport of football and talking about how these college kids were really getting hurt and that they wanted to ban it and outlaw it. And yeah. And they used to pack the place to watch it because it was just sheer brutality.
Well, yeah, that's back when the big game was like Princeton-Yale.
Yeah. Oh, that's still a big game today, but don't mean nothing. It's a nice rivalry in the Ivy League.
Princeton-Yale. Okay. Woo.
Yeah.
How about Bama-Florida?
Right there. Right there. See, because that's made up
You could take virtually any two teams in the SEC, and it would be bigger than that.
Yes. But that was the biggie.
I will be the first to admit, even at my current age, I do not understand dating.
Oh, me neither.
Well, you must. You're getting married.
Yeah, but the thing is, I don't understand it. That's a fluke that this has happened.
Well, it is. Yeah.
Seriously.
She had to be a determined young lady.
Yes. I don't know the rules of this stuff. Never have. I never have.
I don't understand it. I don't understand why things work or they don't. There is a new out. What do you think? You're going to end up with the same thing over and over again. Researchers at the University of Toronto, We the North, just finished up a 9-year study, and they determined that the people involved may not know it, but they have a type. And they always gravitate towards people with the same personality traits. Now, this study didn't even look at the physical type. It was just looking at the personalities.
Mm-hmm. That's why I think my marriage is going to work, because she is unlike any woman that she actually cares for me. It's not about her.
That makes a big difference.
Yes.
When they actually care about you.
Yes.
Well, it'd be an interesting experiment to see what that's like. I can't imagine it.
I know.
I didn't think that's how things worked.
But it's true. If you're attracted to a certain type, even if it's not healthy, you just seem to go back to it. That's why people get married and divorced so many times.
So what does this mean, really? Well, it means your next significant other is probably going to be having a lot in common with whatever you've been with in the past. But it also means in the future, it will be much easier to make that mistake over and over again.
Yeah.
Because dating apps can do a much better job at matching you up with your next disaster. See?
Now, you know what? And I'm going to say this about you. I have, over the 30-some-odd years that I've known you, I've seen you with several significant others in your life.
Oh, the vast majority of the time.
And I don't think of the women that I have known who have been in your life are exactly like each other and or the same type.
I've tried very hard for that not to be the case, but it doesn't make a difference in the long
result
run.
Is still the same. Yes. But personality-wise, they were very different.
I would say so.
The outcome
is very similar.
Yes. But I don't think you gravitated to towards the same woman after one relationship ended. I do not believe that for a second.
That's what they say.
Well, it's wrong. Results are the same, but they're wrong.
Yeah. If you're talking about end result,
yeah.
Uncanny. But
very different.
No, I've given up on it now. I don't have the time or the inclination. I can't. Because it's...
Yeah, a lot of energy has to go into that.
Well, and I thank you for that. Because I've always kind of known it, but you're the one that really verbally articulated the concept of thinking things through to their logical conclusion. So, someone on the outside could look at my life and go, oh, come on, Haney. Just a date.
Yeah.
Why are you making such a big deal about it? Why don't you just go on a date? And I know too much.
Yeah, because you know how that's going to... Look, the way I looked at it, let's go back 2 years.
And they won't understand when I say, I don't have that kind of budget. Yeah. I don't need those kind of problems.
I go back 2 years when I was 55, before I met my child bride. I said to myself, I'm 55, probably started dating, you know, at 16, 17. And every relationship that I've ever been in wound up being a disaster because at 55, I was single. That meant everything that I had attempted previously had failed. Now, it might be my fault, might be their fault, might be a mixture. But the bottom line is that at that age, and you look back, nothing worked out. Nothing worked out. Should have. I had grand plans. Nothing worked out. It's mind-boggling. And I bet you I'm speaking to like half the people out there listening to us right now have gone through the same thing,
well,
and they say the same thing.
Putting aside your first swing of the bat, the mother of your child, excluding that.
Yeah.
Both of us dealt with just a ridiculous amount of crazy.
Oh, yeah. When we say all women are crazy... It's not only a written fact in stone. We've seen it. We've lived it.
I mean, it's like gravity.
Yep.
You may not like it, but it's there.
And we also know that they are capable of anything.
That was the real heartbreaker, wasn't
yes.
it?
Yes. There's no way in the world they would do that.
I wouldn't do that.
Nope.
And then you realize, oh, no, she's doing it.
Yeah, capable of anything.
In a moment.
Visit Jason and Todd. At the Diamond District.
The Diamond District sells more diamonds than any other jeweler in Southwest Florida. Therefore, they buy more diamonds than any other jeweler as well. This season has been extremely successful for Jason and Todd, and they're currently buying diamonds at a rapid pace to replace inventory. If you've ever thought of selling your diamonds or trading in on something new, now is the perfect time to visit the Diamond District in Estero at Coconut Point. Diamonds and jewelry can be rare pieces and command very high prices when evaluated by experienced and qualified professionals. The Diamond District has several GIA graduate gemologists and buyers on staff every day to help identify your treasures. The Diamond District has the largest selection of Forever Mark and GIA loose certified diamonds, all priced at wholesale, below what you'll find online. Your diamonds and jewelry could be worth lots of money and should be evaluated by an expert. Visit Jason and Todd and discover why more people choose the Diamond District when selling or trading their diamonds than any other jeweler in Southwest Florida.
At the Diamond District.
And now, back to Haney's News on the Stan and Haney Show.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know, in this newscast, we learn an awful lot about criminals.
Yep.
And when you're choosing a target, maybe put a little thought into it. There is a spy shop in Daytona Beach that sells items like GPS trackers, hidden cameras, audio recorders.
All the cool stuff.
Yep. Well, a couple of yahoos decided it would be a good idea to break into the spy store at around 1 a.m. Sunday. There were several things they hadn't counted on. We'll only deal with a couple of them. One, somehow, they honestly had no idea that the spy shop might have surveillance cameras all over the place.
Think about that one.
So there are plenty of 4K videos of them in action. And two, their front window was made out of a special, stronger glass, so it wouldn't break, despite their determination, hitting it with a hammer 56 times, which you can see very clearly on the high-def video.
Yeah, I'm looking at the news report of it now. This thing's got... Look at him.
Son of a... God, I didn't know crime was going to be this much of a hard work, man.
Cameras everywhere, cameras in plants, hidden everywhere. And look at these guys hitting the glass. It's not going to break.
The amount of labor they put into that, they could have made an honest day's wage.
Yep.
That's some good glass there.
Yeah, and it's not going to, it didn't break through.
They did think that they were geniuses for wearing masks, but again, they didn't think it all the way through because, well, they were masked, but the cameras caught the license plate in clear view, and,
yep.
Well, cops have that information, and they just go to your house and get you. Hello.
How to do.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, Stan, would you kindly remind me what we were just saying about women?
Oh, they're all crazy and capable of anything.
This is a lesson we learned a long time ago.
Yeah.
Sad to see a young man learning this lesson. A man in Indian Harbor Beach.
Ah, I know the area.
Called the police last week after an argument with his 20-something little pixie of a girlfriend.
Yeah.
I've seen her bikini shot.
So this is the one you were talking about yesterday?
Yeah.
She looks good in a bikini. Of course, my girlfriend said, yeah, but she has a very high forehead, and she looks good in that bikini because her head is down.
Yeah.
I'm not looking at
her. She is a prime example of my most famous quote. Do not confuse the flower of youth with true beauty.
Yep.
She's going to age hard.
Oh, absolutely.
But for now,
she looks good in that bathing suit.
You're looking at what's in the bikini.
Yeah.
You can overlook the high forehead.
Yeah.
Soon, that will become an impossibility.
Yeah. Oh, look, she does have a high forehead. I wasn't concentrating on that.
Well, that's going to be more noticeable as time goes on.
Absolutely.
And that body ain't going to stay that way.
No.
So the argument, as most of them do, started verbally. She turned the argument into a physical direction.
Yep.
When she physically attacked him. What do I mean by that?
What do you mean by that? Because there's a picture of the boyfriend there, too. Look at him.
He says she grabbed his testes and, quote, squeezed until she drew blood. Once she was satisfied that she had, in fact, drawn blood, she began choking him while punching him in the face.
Yeah. Don't you dare hit back.
But when you're bleeding from the scrot, that's probably a welcome distraction. She was arrested for misdemeanor domestic battery.
Good. You'd think in a situation like that, it would be like most times, completely blameless.
Which means if she was arrested, that means that all this guy could do was sit there and take it until the police showed up.
Correct. Or he'd be going to jail.
Yep.
Jeez.
Capable of anything. And that's the news for today, Wednesday, June 12th.
Double M X
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, Little Monkey Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news this afternoon.
And, you know, when you meet them and start dating them, they don't tell you about these things.
No. A sharp eye like you and I can spot it.
Now.
Yes!
Now we can.
Yes.
But that's hard-won experience.
Yes, it is. We're going to take a
and
break.
And even us.
Yeah. Oh, we've been fooled. We've been fooled.
And it's even more dangerous when we get fooled because that means the level of crazy is so deep and controlled.
Yep.
That when it comes out.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
I'm shaking just thinking about it.
Indeed.
Stan and Haney in the afternoon, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for spending your afternoon with us. Rob Show, 6 o'clock. He'll take you through your evening. Chance for one quick look at traffic for your drive home.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Jet's Pizza bringing it to us. One thing on the board, and it's in Bonita Springs. It's a hit and run. 22,000 block of Oak Wild Boulevard right there in the Shadowwood Country Club. And you are up to date. Let's laugh.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
I like being part of a couple, okay? There's only two times I don't like being part of a couple. Number one, video store. I hate going to the video store with a girl. Hate it. I'd rather spend the night at Neverland Ranch. That's how painful of an ordeal it is, okay? Just A to Z along the new release wall. Oh, we'll see that? No? Oh, what is... No? What is he? No? Why are we here? Seriously, why did you bring me here? I hate you. Second time I don't like to be with the ladies, sleeping. I love sleep, okay? I love sleep so much, sleep is the first thing I think about when I wake up. You ever do that? Just, I can't wait to do that again. Ugh. I'll do it now. Yes. But this is why I don't like sleeping next to the ladies, okay? Because women are always cold. Always. When a woman lies down, the body temperature plummets another 15 to 20 degrees. It's unbelievable. It always hits them like it's something new. Like it's something shocking. Never happened before in their life. Just lying down, just... Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm so cold. I am so cold. Then they have to drag you into it. Hey, are you cold like me? No, that's why I'm under a blanket like you. Oh, well, is it okay if I just burrow the backside of my body into yours so you're not comfortable at all and can't sleep at all tonight? Is that okay if I do that? Is that okay? Come here. Come here, let's keep each other warm. Let's keep each other warm. It's so cold. I'm so cold. I'm so cold. Yeah, show your feet. Get them off me. Thank you very much. Unbelievable. That's why I sleep like the Heisman Trophy, like this. Beat it. Get away. Not now. Heard it all before. Get lost.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock. We leave you this afternoon with this. Ahoy.
Stan the man.
Hey, hey, it's Dr. Ray Bastardo. Doctor, how are you?
I'm hanging in there. How about you, my friend?
I'm doing okay. I know about another month or so, month and a half, I got my regular checkup with you. What's going on? I mean, I don't need to see it in another month and a half. Well, it's summertime. I know golf is opening up for us, so I hope we get to do that.
Yeah, we need to, don't we?
We sure do.
Been a while since we've spanked white.
Well, now that season's over with, the prices have come down a little bit. You and I get back out there on the old country club.
Yeah, I know I'm busy.
I am a little busy too, Doc. I'm on the air right now. You got anybody in the waiting room now?
Oh, it's packed.
Okay.
Completely packed.
All right.
I'm about ready to shoot myself in the head.
I don't blame you.
People do nothing but complain. Anyway.
Yeah.
About a week ago.
Yeah.
New patient. And you're not going to believe who this was.
Who? Somebody else that I know?
This guy used to live in Orlando.
Yeah.
And he had a neighbor that he would do favors for. You know, sometimes he'd cut the grass for him when he was out of town, keep an eye on the house, you know, feed the cat, that sort of thing. You know who his neighbor was?
Who?
Are you sitting down?
Yeah, I'm sitting down. Who was his neighbor?
Pat effing Travers.
Pat Travers? Boom, boom, out go the lights, Pat Travers?
Yeah, snorting whiskey, drinking cocaine.
Yeah,
can you believe it?
Sure, I remember him. We used to play him on this radio station back in the day.
Yeah, so this guy was Pat Travers' neighbor.
Okay.
About 10 to 15 years
ago.
Yeah,
that sounds about right.
But he's still got his email. I think he can text him.
Uh-huh.
And so he told me, and I'm telling you, you ever need tickets to a Pat Travers show, okay, all you got to do is give me the word.
Okay, I appreciate that. I don't know.
Okay?
I've seen Pat Travers about 20, 25 years ago. It was great. Ray,
I'll go light.
I appreciate it, Ray. Thank you.
Yeah, so anytime.
I appreciate that. Thank you, buddy. I mean, it's nice to know you're thinking of me.
I am thinking of you, and, you know, I would do that for you.
Thank you. All right, then. I guess we'll see you later.
I would use my influence to make sure.
Okay.
That you were treated right at any Pat Travers show.
Thank you,
Ray. I just want to make that clear.
Appreciate that, and I'll be talking to you soon.
I also want to let you know
yes,
that I don't mind it, okay? Nancy constantly tells me about the paperwork that I have to fill out for you because of your proclivities.
Okay, all right. And you've been I've been a patient of yours for a long time. Yeah, there's a lot of paperwork.
Absolutely.
Thank her for doing that. Thank you, doctor. What's going on?
You know, I don't mind doing the FDA or DEA authorizations to you.
Come on. It hasn't gotten that bad. I appreciate it. You're my doctor.
That's the way it's always been.
We're close.
Exactly. I don't mind going the extra mile and having to get on the phone call with somebody in Washington, D.C., in the bowels of bureaucracy to explain why a 57-year-old man requires chewable codeine, orange flavor.
Wait a second. Okay.
You know, that's what you need.
Yeah, thank
okay?
you. That's what you said. That's what you said I need.
Well, you said that sometimes you get a little loopy and that it upsets your stomach. And
yes.
So I got you children's codeine.
And it's harder and harder to get.
Well, they're really clamping down.
I know they are.
And, Stan, all I'm trying to say is if it was anybody else, it wouldn't be worth my time.
I understand that. You're good to me, Dr. Ray, and we've known each other for decades. I appreciate that.
Well, I know we've known each other since at least the early 90s.
I know that for a fact.
As a matter of fact, speaking of concerts, I remember in 95, wasn't that the Rolling Stone show?
Yeah. We were just talking about it.
With.
Yeah, the Voodoo Lounge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I remember I told you at the time what a big Rolling Stones fan I am. And I remember you were so kind when I said, is there any way you could get me tickets? And you said, I'll see what I can do.
That's what I said then.
And you know what? It didn't work out.
I know it did. Look.
That's fine.
You know how that works.
That's fine. Yeah.
Okay.
That's fine.
All right. Well, doctor, what's going on?
But I also remember there was one night shortly thereafter that you called me, and it was a very private phone call in the middle of the night, and it was one of those what's wrong with me calls.
I know, but you give me your home phone. You say, call you anytime.
Absolutely. That's the kind of guy I am.
Yeah?
You know, when you're sitting on the toilet and wondering why there's blood, I want you to call me.
I appreciate that.
I think that's normal.
That's what you want me to do, and you're my doctor. What's going on?
But I remember that phone call specifically because you were in a lot of pain.
Yes, I was.
You were in a lot of pain. You were a little bit lost. And, you know, I remember, in a lot of these situations, you just got to talk somebody down. Mm-hmm. And so I just started talking to you about, I heard that Rolling Stones show was pretty good. Yeah. And I remember, you were in a lot of pain. But in the middle of your crying out, you said, Doc, if the Rolling Stones ever come anywhere near here, I will move heaven and earth to get you the tickets if you will please make whatever this is stop.
And you made it stop. I can't get you tickets, Doc. I'm not in control of the tickets. I get people coming out of the woodwork asking for Rolling Stones tickets. I have no control over that at all. I do appreciate everything you do for me. Thank you for getting me in contact with your friend's neighbor there, for Pat Travers. Ray, we're friends. If I could get you tickets, I would get you tickets. I don't have tickets. I have nothing. I have nothing to do with that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? That's perfectly understandable. Drop dead. Lose my number.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.